At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Things. First of all, I mentioned the Douglas County Fair and Rodeo is kicking off this weekend. Also, the Denver Museum of Natural History, they're having their Metallica laser show. It's back.
Oh.
Pretty cool. So you can go to that. All right, let's get to a couple things. First of all, did you guys see how Vegas is like a ghost town?
No.
Yeah.
Why?
I think nobody can afford it. Yeah, nobody can afford it. They're walking through all these different high-end casinos and resorts and stuff, and it looks dead. I think because everything is just so expensive right now.
That's my guess.
Yeah, so you'll see it all over your feeds. People are taking videos. They're like, man, Vegas is dead. Just dead. The other thing is, I love this when, like, two old dudes get in fights. Rick Ross and 50 Cent are in fights.
They are?
Yeah, it's just so great.
What are they fighting over?
Well, 50 Cent saw Rick Ross with another man, loving on a man on a yacht.
Yeah.
And 50 Cent was like, dude, that is man that you are with. That is not a woman. And then Rick Ross came back and said, hey, didn't I have relations with your ex-girlfriend or something?
Oh.
And yeah, so then he's smoking a cigar and he's like, you know, I know your heart's been crushed by me, but you don't have to accuse me of being with another man. That was a woman, a beautiful black woman. And then 50 came back and said, hell no, that thing had a wiener.
Wow. Have we seen pictures?
There's a video of Rick Ross on the yacht. And
yeah.
Is it a man or a woman?
It's suspect.
Yeah.
Suspect.
It's suspect.
I would say
50 Cent's not that far off, huh?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. They've had a ruse, if you will, for a very, very long time.
Oh. Man, I wish I knew this hip-hop stuff. I'm just so in the dark on
this.
I mean, I know who 50 Cent is.
Yeah.
Rick Ross, I don't know that much about.
Yeah.
Some of these other dudes that are out there. I know the Snoops of the world,
Snoop,
but that's it.
Snoop is cool.
I don't know the whole Kendrick Lamar, the Drake, and all that battle. I just can't keep up with the fights.
Oh, well, they're awesome, especially like Rick Ross and 50 Cent are like 50 years old.
Yeah.
And the fact they're beefing is just...
I know 50, he hates Diddy, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. 50 and Diddy hate each other.
50 Diddy.
Yeah.
So it's a war.
That is true. I know. One more thing to worry about, you guys, because I got caught up in doom scrolling while we were playing some amazing song. So listen, if you smell something, I think I'm dying. Remember yesterday when I said it smells
You're
like...
You're not dying.
But listen.
Jeez.
Remember when yesterday I smelled something burning and you guys didn't smell it?
Yeah, you said it was like a wire. It seemed like
and you guys,
like
neither one of you smelled it? Well, there's this guy and he just got diagnosed with glioblastoma and it's an incurable brain tumor and his only symptom is once in a while he would smell caramel caramel cooking.
Like, and,
like caramel. Okay. And so his son said, he ended up dying. He said it was so weird. He'd be like, hey, did you guys smell that? And everybody would be like, no, we didn't smell caramel. And he said it would only happen like once every couple of months. And it'd just be a brief thing. They're like, gosh, I keep smelling caramel. And they're like, no. And they say that if you have like a weird random scent of something and nobody else smells it, get checked out.
Oh,
no kidding.
Yeah. Yep.
So, well, it was good knowing you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel like today it was that great because you seem a little grumpy today. But yesterday you liked me, so that was good.
No, I'm not grumpy today. I'm in a good mood today.
Oh.
You kidding? It's the weekend.
Okay. All right.
I'm excited.
Taylor Swift. Man. It's kind of crazy. Is she engaged? Isn't she engaged? We don't know. But there was a picture. She's on Travis's screensaver on his phone, and it looks like she's holding up her hand with a ring on it. So, are they engaged? Are they not engaged? What do we think?
I don't think they are.
I think they're playing with everyone's emotions.
You
Yeah, because like even so, he's posted like 10 pictures, right?
Yeah.
And you can't see that hand in any of those pictures.
On purpose.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel, you know what? This is a mean game.
Yeah.
This is a very mean game.
I don't like when they play with my emotions.
Me either. It's just a mean.
It's so personal to me.
It's so mean.
I do, man. I hope that we ban Taylor Swift. Conversations after every Chiefs game. I am not looking forward to. I'm looking forward to football. Don't get me wrong, but that's the part of football that I just cannot stand.
Do you think because they got like she even got booed that last game or whatever? Do you think she's going to lay off this time?
I'm hoping at some point the Kansas City Chiefs fans turn on her.
Oh,
that's never going to happen.
I'm hoping, guys. You know, I pray at night. I do. I say, God, please have those fans turn on her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, something needs to go south there. She's ruining football.
If they haven't turned on Brittany Mahomes, they're not going to turn on Taylor Swift.
That is true.
Well, Brittany's gone away.
Yeah,
Brittany's gone away. We don't have to put up with her every day.
But she has a problem.
But we don't
talk about her on Mondays, about her being at the game.
Yeah.
This is an interesting little take. So yesterday, weird timing. Yesterday, we were talking about Lyft drivers and all that stuff and Uber drivers and how you can pick women drivers. They're trying a pilot program right now of if you're a female, you can pick a female driver. Well, then Lyft came out and said now, and I love this idea, if you have a driver that you really liked, because I had a couple of drivers I really like, you can push it as favorite, and then they will be the first to be chosen again. And if you had a bad driver, which we've all had that, you can push block, and they'll never, ever be suggested for you again. It's a great feature.
Absolutely love
it. And I don't know if you guys saw it on, it was on the internet yesterday. This just brings up the part about be careful. There was a Lyft driver or Uber, and he had a really drunk woman. I mean, she was wasted in the ring cam. And he is holding her, he's behind her, and he's holding her up by her boobs. He has both his hands on her boobs from behind her, and he's holding her up by her boobs while she tries to get the key in the door. And she is so lucky because the neighbor noticed that the car was idling in the
driveway.
Yeah, in the driveway for too long. Like, why is this car with its lights on idling this late at night? And he comes over and basically saves her. He's like, what are you doing? And the guy lets go of her boobs. And he's like, she's really drunk. I'm just trying to get her in the house. He's like, I'll take over from here. You need to go. And the guy ran.
Yeah. A little pervert action.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, you know, that's why you get a Lyft or an Uber, right? Because, you know, you're doing the right thing. And then this guy's like literally like this. Well, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. It's pretty risky, though, being out that drunk alone, you know? Jeez.
Sorry about that. That was like real... I'm an actress. So that's
what we really got into it.
Exactly. All right, there you go, tablet trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's going to be hot for the weekend. Little to no rain. Dry, too. 90 today, 95 tomorrow, near 100 for Sunday.
BJ and Jamie.
Frog and Lisa's been watching Shark Week, yeah.
It's the last 2 days, you guys. You got
to
get on it.
Yeah, we're down to the finale here.
You would really like one of the shows tonight. It's called Florida's Death Beach.
Oh, I'm going to watch that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I love the Death Beaches. Yeah. I've been to the Death Beaches before. I know which one it is, New Smyrna Beach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the most dangerous on the East Coast.
So here's the lineup for tonight. Great White Reign of Terror. Florida's Death Beach and Bull Shark Showdown.
Yeah.
Schmidl, do you have the promo for it?
I got it right here.
Okay, here it is.
Get ready. Because when the clock strikes 8 on July 20th, it's crunch time. Shark Week starts Sunday, July 20th on Discovery.
So obviously today is the 25th, so you only have two more days to get it. It's tonight, and then tomorrow night wraps it up with Attack of the Devil Shark and Battle for Shark Mountain.
I like the way they do this, too. They start out slow. Yeah. It's like a herd of turtles, you know? And throughout the week, they just get slowly more aggressive, more dangerous, more deadly, killer sharks. For an example, I'll give you an example. On Sunday, if I remember correctly, the show was Dancing with the Sharks.
Sounds mild.
Okay? Yeah. Now, doesn't that sound like just a fun time?
Yeah, family show.
I picture the shark with sunglasses on, okay? Right. Dancing with the Sharks. That was Sunday. And they had one called Air Jaws.
Okay.
And that was a shark that could really get out of the water, you know, and do that whole pose. Yeah,
and grab a seal.
You grab a seal like a basketball.
Yep.
Air Jaws. And then they went to, let's see here, Great White Sex Battle. Now, that sounds fun. Right?
Well, that's uncomfortable to watch with the kids.
Humpty Dumpty. Uh-huh. A little sex battle.
I don't know if that would be. I mean, your kid's 7 and you're watching Shark Wieners.
Yeah, Shark.
Little adult entertainment.
Yeah. Shark Wieners aren't all that offensive, though. I mean, have you ever seen one? They're not that bad.
Okay.
Kids, doesn't look like it would be that traumatizing. Mm. And then they go on, let's see here. Then they have Jaws versus Mega Croc. Okay. Now, no human's getting hurt. You see what I'm saying? Yep. Mm-hmm. This is all between the predators themselves. So it's not that bad right now. But then when you get down to what Jamie just named, that's
Florida's
when we get serious.
Death Beach.
So what you missed through the week is what I'm pointing out here. What you missed is the fluff. When it comes to the shark world, we miss the fluff.
Right.
Now we're down to the nitty gritty, man.
This is serious.
This is where people get eaten. Okay.
I didn't even know there was a Death Beach in Florida.
Oh, yeah. New Smyrna Beach.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do people still go there?
Absolutely they do. I lost a set of car keys there once.
Yeah. I went there 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Did you swim in the ocean?
Yeah, dude. And we were swimming in there, and there's a guy who lived right on the beach that was swimming with us. And we were talking to him about how there's sharks down there. And he's like, yeah, dude, I see sharks all the time. We're like, where? And he's like, right where we're standing right now.
Swim at Death Beach.
It is the deadliest beach in America.
Why would anybody swim there? That seems really dumb, in my opinion.
They do.
I made sure all my friends were around me in a circle. Yeah. I was trying to hide in between
Like that's going to save you. Get out of here.
In my head, it made it better.
When I first moved to Florida, that's the first beach I went to. Not knowing. I had no idea. That New Smyrna Beach is the deadliest beach in America. And that's the first beach we went to. And man, oh man.
All I got from that is that Schmidl and all his buddies stand in a circle.
Yeah.
In their bikinis.
On a beach.
In the water.
We were boogie boarding, you know?
So you've got
Reign of Terror tonight. Florida's Death Beaches tonight.
Uh-huh.
The Bull Shark Showdown. So, I mean, we're getting down to the serious stuff.
Now it's all about death.
Now it's good stuff, man. Yeah. It's good. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You want to see somebody get eaten tonight?
Yep.
All you got to do is go to the Discovery Channel.
Yeah. Ta-da!
They're there, the sharks.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We mentioned the Shark Week. It concludes tonight and tomorrow night. Also, Happy Gilmore 2.
That's a big deal, man.
Yeah. People have been waiting on this thing. Happy Gilmore is back. Number 2 is going to be on Netflix, and it started today. So, got something to do over the weekend.
Very nice.
Broncos camp. It's going to be hot out there, but the Broncos are back in pads. It looks like the season's not that far away now.
Yep. Yeah, I know you're so excited.
I am. Football.
You're what they call jazzed.
I am jazzed. This is a great time of year. I love when we roll into football season.
I know
you do. Both for pros and the college.
Very nice.
So it's pretty cool.
And you got a great birthday present yesterday, too.
I did?
Yeah.
Yep, yep. Little recap on the birthday. I was dead wrong. I'm a buffoon. I jumped the gun. I accused my wife and son not remembering my birthday. I was dead wrong. They had ordered stuff, and it came to the house yesterday, had a cake, ice cream, and I just completely blew it. And I went way too far. And I apologized.
Well, tell them what you got, though.
I got a golf bag.
Yeah.
Big University of Tennessee. Nice. Really nice. I got to switch over my clubs today.
I mean,
because I'm playing over the weekend. But
you're hard to buy for. That was a great gift.
I got a box of 48 golf balls.
Nice.
Now, my wife, she didn't buy the best golf balls in the world. I will say that. Okay.
Oh, my God. I mean,
she got me top flight. What crap they are.
Just can't be
But she doesn't know. But she doesn't know. Well, you got brands, folks. You know, this is like, you know, it's like if you go out shopping, Jamie, you're not going to, what's considered, you know, a Walmart brand, okay? Like, I don't know. Something you would buy. See, you wouldn't know because you don't go, right? You know a good Walmart best value.
Well, all their stuff is great value.
Yeah, great value. Value. That's what it is.
So it's like,
it'd be like having the great value of golf balls is what I got, okay?
Yeah, they are colored. I feel like all those companies are the same. They're all cranking them out of the same place.
No.
I feel like they are.
No,
you know, like,
it's a big difference.
I feel like the Kirkland's, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think they make actually. I think Kirkland and whatever.
Yeah.
I think they're the same people.
Yeah, and Titleist. I believe that Timex makes the Rolex too. So. There you go. No, they're not made it the same, and you can tell it. Never mind. I'll move on.
Okay.
Then get this. I got some new slides.
And they are
on my feet.
They're interesting.
They're cool. Nike. They're a little fluffy too.
That's what I mean. What's going
puffy,
on there?
Puffy is a better word. I like them.
No, I know. I know.
And they're so comfy this morning.
But they kind of look like house shoes.
House slippers.
House slippers. Yes. Yeah.
They look like prison slippers to me.
That band is very thick.
Yeah.
So that's
why I like them because they give me some street cred. Yeah. It looks like it just came out of the downtown detention center. You know, I like that look though.
Yeah. Well, and you're rocking
You wear
it.
These with orange.
Yeah.
Huh. They figure you got an ankle monitor under there somewhere, you know?
Can I just tell you, after having a birthday, I'm highly impressed you could get your foot up there on the counter.
Not only am I looking at my shoes that look like came from the prison, I got some socks.
Some Bomba socks.
I got some brand new Bomba socks. Bougie.
Yeah.
Bougie.
But you say bougie.
Yeah, you say bougie.
Bougie.
Bougie socks.
Whatever. They're really hugging.
And we tried
my
to
feet.
Tell you how great they are, and now you agree.
Yeah.
And well,
you're feeling you're downplaying it.
Yeah, $10
a
foot.
I'm not downplaying it. I'm just saying. I'm saying I like wearing a $10 sock on each foot. I do like that because it does make you feel just a little bit special.
Yeah.
Do they wear it differently? I don't really. Know.
Yes, you feel.
You feel the hug. There's
you
a little
feel
hug there.
Hug. You cannot
you know
go
with,
unless your feet are just numb. You feel a hug.
$10 a sock, folks. I've never done that in my life. I've made it. If you think about it, I've made it in life. I'm wearing socks that are $10 each.
What did he call his hat? What was it? What was that name he used?
Oh
my God.
It wasn't comfortable. It was like pleasant.
Pleasant. And he's wearing a pleasant hat today.
Yeah.
He's a buffoon with a pleasant hat.
Yeah. And $10 socks.
And $10 socks.
Per foot.
Per foot.
Yeah. $20.
Man.
Yeah.
You are bougie.
What a birthday. I couldn't do this every day. Just too much.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Crazy. But yeah, I was a buffoon. I made a mistake. I jumped the gun.
Yep.
And I'm sorry.
Aww,
I really
so
am.
Sweet.
I'm sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jay and Jamie.
Well, we gotta go. You're not gonna believe this, folks. You know, I was just talking about my birthday and how I've really, you know, made it in life because I'm wearing socks that are $10 each.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool that if you think cool. about it. Yeah, think about it. Because I'm sure if you're listening to the show right now, you probably don't have on socks that cost $10 each. That's how far I've made it in life, okay?
You have.
Now, get this. My name is now on a grocery bag.
We don't take this moment away. I was going to say, we don't even have enough time to describe this.
Yeah. So we do it Monday?
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. But BJ's name
is on a shopping bag.
$10 a sock. Yeah. I got on right now. I got on slides that look like prison shoes. I got my name on a grocery bag.
And it is fancy. Woo! Yep.
Man, life is good.
Yeah, you have made it, my friend.
All right, we'll talk about it Monday.
Okay, perfect. Okay? Yeah.
Be here Monday, folks. You're not going to believe this. In fact, we should give them away on the air.
It's a nail biter.
Can we give away to the ninth caller starting Monday? I think we can.
Why not?
Can we?
I don't see anything.
Hey, Spadell.
No, we can't because of the rules situation. Remember that he said stop doing that. Everything has to have rules.
Yeah, but this is our stuff.
No, it doesn't matter.
You
got to
run it past the boss.
Oh. Yeah, it's a corporate thing.
Well, that's your job. Get it done.
No, okay. But remember, they have to write.
Get her done.
They have to write up rules
for our damn grocery bag.
Yes, it's corporate America, my friend. Welcome to hell.
All right, well, maybe we can give them away by Christmas for your Christmas shopping. Right? I'm pretty proud of these bags. I just want to give them away. I want to fly them out the door every hour, starting Monday. Can't get it done.
Nope, you can't.
All right, we'll talk more about it on Monday.
But if you
That's
want,
a great reason to come back.
If you want. What? A Monday after the show, if you want to stand outside there and just on your own, you know.
Oh, you can hand them out.
You can hand them out. Oh. You can stand out
Hell,
there.
Hell, I'll go down there and do it now.
Okay. All right.
No, don't show up.
He'll be
don't
there from 10 to 12 tomorrow.
I'm tired. No. I'm tired. I can't do it today. All right. It's too hot. It's too hot. Monday's going to be hot, too.
Yeah.
All right. We got to go. Okay. You guys have a great weekend. Be safe out there. And let's see here. I think that's it. Have a great weekend. Don't drink and drive. And we'll see you back here on Monday. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.